I'm Scotty O. Good morning. I've got Adam Rogers in the studio with me on behalf of the Rotary Club of Port Hawkesbury. Adam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here, Scott.
You've been here for a couple of different reasons, for a couple of different things.
Yeah, that's right.
Wearing the Rotary hat this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Excited to talk about Rotary.
Now, tell me, Rotary Club is having a series of speaking engagements.
Yeah.
Tell me what the deal is.
All right, so most people would think of Rotary, you know, internationally on the effort against polio and locally sometimes about projects like the playground and mm-hmm. Canada Day barbecue and things like that. But for our meetings and for many Rotary clubs at the meetings, we get guest speakers to join us.
Okay.
You know, whether they're visiting Rotarians or just people in the community that have something interesting to say. So we thought we would bring our meetings, which everybody really enjoys. That's the best part of our meetings is these guest speakers.
Yeah.
And bring that to the public and see if people would be interested in the things that we're interested in. So, yeah, we're starting a speaker series, and our first one is tomorrow night.
Now, the speaker series is happening at Friends United?
At Friends United. So people will be familiar probably with Friends United, and there's a large conference center out in Cleveland, just mm-hmm. 10 minutes away from town here, and
Town of Port Hawkesbury.
Town of Port Hawkesbury, yeah. Yes.
We also cover the town of Antigonish.
We should specify, that's right. So it's at the Friends United Center, and people have probably heard of this. It's a large Indigenous art center mm-hmm. Owned by Ralph Bauman, who sponsors Friends United. And there's lots of meetings and such that goes on there, but we thought this would also be a way for people to give people an excuse to get out to the center. Because yeah. I know, like, you know, you've been out there.
I have been there. It's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, if people are there for meetings with their organization or company, that's one reason to go. Or they might be out to a Kitchen Fest concert. But this gives people just a reason. It's free. Everybody's invited to come listen to somebody speak on an interesting topic.
And tomorrow's topic, this is kind of cool. I learned about this not that long ago, that this book was written.
Yeah.
A new novel. Okay, you tell me about it.
Well, so it's a novel, and it's called Man Included by Christina Gillis. Mm-hmm. And people might know her as Christina Goyash. Yeah, from the community college.
I didn't realize. I saw the picture, and I was like, that's Christina.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's funny. My brother works out there. And like, no, I think many people at the school may not have known that she was a writer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe she didn't tell anybody. It's funny. Like, her own story is really inspiring.
Okay.
As somebody who's, you know, has a job, but they have this artistic side to them that they're now bringing out. But the book itself is really good. I read it, and it's like a very Cape Breton story. It's multi-generational. Part of it's set in like the 1920s and 30s.
Okay.
And part of it's set in the, like the 70s. So, yeah, really, really, people are going to see themselves in at least one of the characters in this book.
And the book is available everywhere right now.
Yeah, it's right? in Beaudelaire Island Press. So you can order it online, but also she's going to be bringing some with her tomorrow evening. So you can come out and grab a book. Christina will sign it. And so it'll be an opportunity really to get a good, now that we're getting into the cold weather, wintertime reading.
Right. Does Christina know that you're coming today to talk about her and the book on the radio?
She does, yes.
Okay, good. I just didn't want her to be like blindsided because I've had her on the radio with me a couple of times when I've been at the NSCC, and she doesn't really, and this is the thing about Christina, she doesn't really want to be the limelight person, or she doesn't want to be like with me. She's like, I don't necessarily want to do this.
Well,
and I get a lot of people that say that, but they don't want to be on the radio until they're on the radio, and it's super simple.
Well, this book is really good, and it's going to sell a lot of copies, so she may have to get used to that.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Man Included is the name of the book.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, Christina Gillis, also known as Christina Goyash, will be talking about the book, talking about herself.
Yeah, so she's going to read from the book, and there's going to be a chance for question and answer, some tea and cookies, a chance to mingle and look around the Friends United Center, mm-hmm. all starting tomorrow at 7 p.m.
And it's a free situation?
It's free, yeah. So as Rotarians, like, it's a civic engagement organization, so we're trying to do something good for the community mm-hmm. and bring these speakers to everybody and give them an opportunity to be heard and for people to have an interesting evening.
I will tell you this, from me personally, from Scott, if you've never been to the Friends United Center, it's well worth the 10-minute drive. there was a lot of Adam had tried to get me to go out there for like a year and a half or whatever. And right. Schedules just never worked, right? So if you have the opportunity tomorrow evening, make the drive. It's well worth it.
Yeah.
Just to be in that space is so good.
Yeah, it is. It's an inspiring space in mm-hmm. itself, and it's a great spot for, it seems to inspire interesting conversations, and so we thought it would be a perfect venue for a speaker series, and we're looking forward to tomorrow night and then continuing on with further speakers as the year goes on. Might do one or two maybe before Christmas, and then continue on after when the weather improves and people can travel and all those things.
Do you have an idea of who else will be in your speaker series at this point?
Yeah, we haven't confirmed too many names, but we're going to do some local media presence. We're hoping for that. We're going to talk about immigration, and there's been a lot of influx of immigration in the area. Talk about that. Looking to have some political people in, perhaps the new community services minister for the area, and many others. So we've got a lot of people that are in mind, and some people that have confirmed, and just waiting to set it all up.
Happening at the Friends United Center in Cleveland tomorrow night, 7:00. Christina Gillis, also known as Christina Glash. How does that work? She has two different last names.
Yeah, just pick them, right? Just like Facebook. You can just pick your last name if you want.
Is it a pen name? Is Gillis a pen name?
It's a pen name, yes.
All right. I needed to ask the question. We'll be speaking on the novel Man Included tomorrow night, 7:00. Anything else going on besides
By the way, Man Included, just the title.
Yeah.
So you see if people saw the picture, it's a guy with a house on his back. Well, this couple moves into a house, and there's a guy there, like he comes with the house.
There's a dude in the house.
Yeah, so that's the story, and it comes like that's the early setting, right?
Okay.
So anyway, you want this place? You want to rent this place? Well, you got to look after
there's
this guy,
Man Included.
Yeah.